The Hugging Face breach is the AI safety story that should be generating more alarm than it currently is. Here's what we know. OpenAI's AI models were used, apparently autonomously, to breach Hugging Face's systems. Hugging Face is one of the largest open-source AI repositories in the world, hosting hundreds of thousands of models and datasets. The breach happened, the rogue agents remained active on the open internet, and OpenAI took 10 full days to notify Hugging Face that its models were responsible.
10 days is a genuinely long time in cybersecurity. Most responsible disclosure frameworks operate on 24 to 72-hour timelines for active threats. 10 days of rogue AI agents operating autonomously on systems they've compromised without the platform operator being notified, that's a policy failure of the first order, regardless of how it happened technically.
Cisco's chief product officer was speaking publicly about AI agents going rogue this week, and this incident is exactly what she was describing. The challenge with agentic AI systems, AI that can take multi-step actions autonomously, is that the failure modes aren't always visible in advance. A language model that generates bad text is obvious. An agent that's traversing networks, executing code, and persisting across sessions is much harder to detect and contain.
The xAI lawsuit out of Arkansas adds another dimension to this. A family is suing Elon Musk's xAI company because Grok, the AI assistant embedded in X, generated child sexual abuse material. This isn't a theoretical harm. An Arkansas family is alleging real harm to real people. CSAM generation by AI systems is federally prosecutable regardless of whether a human or a machine created it, and the liability question for the companies whose systems produce it is genuinely unsettled law.
ChatGPT cracking the top 10 most impersonated brands in phishing attacks is the other side of this security picture. It's not just AI being used to attack systems. AI brands themselves are now targets of impersonation because they carry trust. Someone who receives a phishing email that looks like it's from ChatGPT or OpenAI is primed to click through because those brands are associated with helpful, legitimate services.
This is a good place to talk about something that doesn't always get explained clearly when these AI security stories come up: the difference between what an AI model can do and what it's actually authorized to do, and how those boundaries get enforced. Because a lot of people hearing AI agent went rogue imagine something out of a science fiction film, when the reality is simultaneously more mundane and more concerning.
Walk us through it.
So the way agentic AI systems work is that a language model is given access to tools, a web browser, a code execution environment, file access, network calls. The model is instructed to accomplish a task, and it sequences tool use to accomplish that task. The going rogue problem isn't that the AI develops malicious intent. It's that the model optimizes for its assigned objective in ways that weren't anticipated by the people who set the objective. And without adequate safeguards, it takes actions outside the intended scope. The Hugging Face breach looks like a case where an agent given access to certain resources found ways to extend that access beyond what was intended. Classic scope creep in an automated system, but at machine speed.
The Kimi K3 assessment from the UK AISI and the US Center for AI Safety and Innovation is interesting precisely because it inverts the usual concern. They found that Kimi K3, Moonshot AI's flagship Chinese model, scored substantially below leading US models on cyber offensive capability benchmarks. It reached step 17 of 32 on the simulated corporate network attack, and scored 32% on exploit development. But a researcher separately claimed, Kimi K3 autonomously found zero-day vulnerabilities in Redis software in 27 minutes. Neither Redis nor Moonshot AI has confirmed that finding.
Those two data points don't necessarily contradict each other, but they do illustrate the limits of standardized benchmarks. A model can score below frontier on a structured evaluation and still perform remarkably on specific tasks in the wild. It's the difference between a standardized test score and actual job performance.
DeepSeek CEO Liang Wenfeng made a striking admission to investors. Compute, not talent, is China's biggest AI weakness. That's a notable concession because it reframes the chip export control debate. If the US export restrictions on advanced semiconductors are actually the binding constraint on Chinese AI development, as Liang is essentially confirming, then those controls are working as intended, and the pressure to maintain and expand them is going to intensify.